The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Lee, Director of Mindflare, that's MFAI, and Barry Downs, Managing Partner at Sure Valley Ventures. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, great to be here, Justin.
Yeah. Great to be here.
Yeah, and I've just been on your funky new website, Nick, and they say it did wake me up. There's a cracking new video worth watching. Check out the RNS. Of course, you've changed your name from Perry to Mindflare. First of all, explain for people maybe who weren't familiar with Perry or maybe not familiar with Mindflare, explain what you're about, Nick, and why Barry's on today, and we can talk to Barry then afterwards.
Okay, so we're a company that invests in companies that have an AI focus. So we've got a portfolio of those companies. We invest both directly and also via the funds that Barry manages at Sure Valley Ventures, which is really why Barry is along today. But you know, just to sort of say where we are, you know, we felt it was time to have a new name. And also because of our sort of our current focus, which is very much on AI connected related companies, we just felt that, you know, we needed something that was a bit more up to date, which is why we changed the name. And we've got a reinvigorated website and video. And, you know, why we think Mindflare is a very interesting company is that, you know, if you want to get exposure, if an investor wants to get some sort of exposure to a selection of AI-focused companies, then this is a pretty, you know, investing in Mindflare is a pretty good way of doing it. And you're doing it via a public company, because otherwise, to get exposure to these sorts of companies, you'd be having to go into a sort of private equity fund, which would have various other barriers to entry. So that's why we think it's an interesting vehicle. But let's hear. I mean, best thing, Barry, if you tell us a bit more about what SVV is doing on the AI front.
Yeah, sure, totally, Nick. Justin, delighted to be here as well. And just in relation to Mindflare, Nick, I mean, you just made a point there about how difficult it is for public market investors to invest in AI companies. I mean, effectively, there's very, very few AI companies on the public markets. And those ones that are actually, you know, the big companies like Microsoft or Google, for example. But yet, there's all of these, there's huge amount of innovation going on in AI right now, and lots of private AI companies. And I guess that's where Mindflare comes in, and that's where the work that we're doing for Mindflare in Sure Valley comes in as well, which is we're investing in a portfolio of 40 AI companies over the next few years. And Mindflare will have a holding in each of those AI companies. And in fact, already has a holding in close to 20 of them. So I think the opportunity for investors in Mindflare is really to own a piece of the AI future by, you know, owning some of Mindflare. And then in return for owning Mindflare, actually getting access to a portfolio of right now 20 and then growing to 60 AI companies. Now, the reason why somebody might want to do that is because, I mean, it would be very hard for anybody to have missed what's going on in AI. You know, we had obviously some of the events in OpenAI a few weeks ago, which brought it into public attention even more. But effectively, just over a year and a couple of days ago, ChatGPT was launched. And I think that really highlighted for the general public and the retail investor and institutional investors as well, the opportunity that exists in AI, because ChatGPT has really transformed most people's understanding of where we're going with AI and what the opportunities are and what the impacts of it are going to be. And maybe just to highlight that in a couple of key stats. I mean, the market for AI is expected to be $2.5 trillion by 2032, with really significant growth. And if you look at the areas in which we invest in for Mindflare, they would be areas such as the enterprise, what we would call kind of intelligent edge, which would be AI in IoT, AI in security, and then AI in immersive technologies, what I think Nick refers to as intelligent experience. But just coming back to the enterprise, right now the market for enterprise AI is about $7.1 billion globally. And that's expected to grow to over $88 billion by 2030. And that's an annual CAGR of close to 50%. So the opportunity right now is really quite immense. And you can't but open the newspapers any particular day and see some new private AI company bringing some new innovation to the market, having an impact, let's say, in the enterprise or in security or on the edge as well. And that's really what we're focused on. We're focused on finding the best new companies, starting in the UK, starting in London, best new companies, and investing in those, and then helping them grow and become, you know, the Microsofts and the OpenAIs and the Googles of tomorrow. And just as an example of some of the companies that are in the current portfolio, we have let's just take an enterprise company, Cameramatics, which provides AI fleet management and fleet safety solutions for fleets of trucks. That's a private company that's in the portfolio that's doing extremely well, started in the UK and Ireland, now expanded into the US, has really, really significant revenues and is building really significant private value that public market investors would not be able to invest in at this point in time. Another one that I might touch on is in the enterprise space is a company called Jade, which just won some major awards last week, major AI awards, which is bringing AI technologies to the finance community, starting with broker dealers and then going out to the broader capital markets industry. And then I might pick on one last one, which is in the security space, which is a company called Get Visibility. And Get Visibility is bringing data management, unstructured data, things like Word documents, Excel documents. So data classification, data security, data protection. So effectively using AI to analyze all of the documents in a business and then protect them as well. And that company is doing incredibly well right now. And again, the type of high growth private AI company that investors really wouldn't get an opportunity to invest in privately, because it's effectively VCs that are doing the investment, but now actually can get access to that through Mindflare. Nick, should I touch on anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good summary, actually.
Well, just saying, Barry, you're right there. Well, I was going to ask you a question, but you answered it. I mean, it reminds me, going back, you know, when we saw the .com sort of era, when the internet, we realised, you know, it was going to be so powerful in changing how businesses did business and how people conducted their lives. It's a bit like that with AI, isn't it? Things are going to change massively. I mean, we're still very in the early doors right now. But the difference from, you know, between then and now is, like, you're right, it seems to be lack of access to smaller AI companies. Back in the .com sort of boom, there's lots of companies changing their names and setting their websites. But here, it's a higher bar, isn't it, to get over, to become, you know, sort of an investment vehicle, a decent proposition, because a lot of work goes into it. You have to be it hasn't been around just since yesterday. These companies, I'm assuming you're talking about, have been working within the AI space for a while, have they?
They have, yes, they have. Now we invest in about 10 AI companies a year. So there's new ones that we're investing in for Mindflare the entire time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the big difference between the dot com boom and where we're at with AI right now is AI will be every bit as transformational as the internet. But these AI companies are not going public. And what's happened in the intervening time frame is that private companies, private VC-backed companies, take much longer to go public now, and then generally go public on the, you know, on the NASDAQ stock exchange when they do. But they take a much, much longer time to do. I mean, there's no, companies are no longer rushing to go public. And that creates the opportunity that we're talking here about Mindflare, which is being able to get in early, being able to get into these private companies and really harness the growth of those companies. The other thing is when you will have seen with IPOs over the last, tech IPOs over the last number of years, when these companies do go public, because they're going public at a later stage, there's not as much growth in these companies on the public markets. So really, I think the opportunity for AI tech is really private markets right now, and that's what Mindflare is really doing, giving public market investors access to these private companies and to their potential growth as well.
And I would just add to that to say that, you know, and in terms of sort of investing, the fact that it's taking longer for companies to IPO doesn't really matter, because chances are the exits for our investments will be a trade sale to a bigger player. You know, that also is the more sort of favored route at the moment. So you know, that's how we get our return.
But you say it's taking longer to IPO if they do IPO. Is that because of the market at the moment? You know, lack of people are risk averse and not raising that much money. Or why is this happening?
Well, I think that's Justin. That's a kind of a longer term trend with VC backed companies, and that's actually because there's a lot more private capital now, which can back these companies. But Nick's absolutely right, by the way, because the way that we get generate returns for Mindflare investors is a combination of, you know, private sale of these companies to large companies where capital can then be returned to investors, and also a combination of some IPOs as well, and that's quite traditional. Actually, if you look at VC over the last 20 years, it is mostly sales of private companies to other private or public companies to generate returns, and I think that's the beauty of Mindflare's portfolio as well. If you think about 20 companies going to 30 this year, 40 the next year, and then very quickly getting up to 60, you get a really good portfolio of great AI companies that are all have the potential to be fast growing, but one would expect a number of these companies to do cash exits in any particular year, returning capital to Mindflare, which can then put that to work for Mindflare's investors.
Yeah, very interesting. Marvellous stuff. Well, thanks for that, Barry. And if you could, Nick, as always, if people are listening right now and like the sound of what you're talking about but are not yet following the story, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Mindflare to their watch list, please.
Okay, so I think firstly, as Barry has said, you know, this is really one of the few ways for an investor to get exposure to this sort of type of portfolio of private AI companies. I think secondly, it's very attractive that you can actually do this via a public vehicle. So you can go in and out as you see fit, you've got flexibility. And I think thirdly, you can, as we would like to say, buy a piece of the AI future at a very significant discount to the underlying value because of where we're trading versus our net asset value.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Barry, Nick, thanks very much, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.